Wishful Thinking by Ali Sparks, read by Daniel Hill. Chapter 1. What Kevin Rutley wants. 1. Nintendo Wii. 2. To be cool. 3. Emma Greening to notice me. 4. A dog. 5. Mum and Dad to get back together. 6. Better skin. 7. To be good at sports. 8. That gooey thing on my toe to go. 9. World peace and all that. 10. Not to be covered in sick. Kevin handed the list to Nan and she read it through, nodding, smiling, laughing, sighing, and then nodding again. She glanced up halfway through, pointed at his bottle of Coke and ordered, "Drink," before dropping her eyes back to the list. He slurped at the straw. She was right, he thought, slurping a little more up through the straw. It was making him feel better, although the wafts of slightly warm vomit coming up from his jumper didn't help much. The list had worked quite well, too. Written on a paper napkin, it was a way of getting his mind off the car sickness as they waited for the Coke, a pot of tea and 2 Bakewell tarts to arrive at their table in the little watermill tea room. "You'll feel better the minute you get some sugary drink down you," Nan had said, "and then you'll want the tart. Trust me." Pale and droopy, Kevin had just held his head up with his left hand while scrawling his wish list with his right, occasionally sucking on the straw and waiting for the waves of sickness to ease off. He knew she was right. He'd had travel sickness all his life, and his Nan had dealt with it often enough to know exactly how it worked. As Nan started to read his napkin, and the tide of fizzy brown liquid dropped to halfway down the bottle, Kevin found he was able to look at the Bakewell tart without heaving.